This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Roberto Osuna. Roberto, what did you do this winter?
You know, I'm preparing home for the new season, new year, new goals. So I'm very excited for the new opportunity to play for the Lansing Lugnuts. So I just want to keep working, you know. I'm hungry to keep working hard. So I think it's going to be a great year. And you know, just do my job.
Is there anything that you're working on right now to try to get better in?
Yeah, you know, my slider, my body. It's a long season, so I got time. Just I need to keep working in my things, my slider, my changeup, everything. Keep working down. So I prefer to stay like right now, you know. I think I did a good job, so I just keep working like that.
What types of pitches do you throw?
I got my slider, I got my changeup, I got my fastball, I got two seam. I wanna try some curveball.
I have heard that different pitchers like to use different grips for the changeup. Some like a spread, the two fingers, split finger. Some like a circle change. What grip do you use?
Circle change. Yeah.
How did you find the circle change?
You know, my dad, he played for a long time. He played 22 years, so he told me his experience, you know, and all the time before the game I talk to him, hey, what I need to do, you know, just remember everything, throw in front, stay close with your shoulder, so everything, you know. So this is a practice. I practice every time, all the time. So
Roberto, you first started pitching in the Mexican League a couple of years ago. You were the youngest player in the league. How were you signed to a Mexican team contract? How did the Mexican League find out about you?
You know, they told me when I was 16, they told me, you know, we got a good opportunity for go to USA. So if you want to sign before for Mexico, it's good. Welcome to my team. Okay, I pitch in Mexico. When they told me, like, hey, Toronto, he want to sign you. You know, I was excited because it's a great team. You know, I love this team because everybody's same, you know. Everybody's same. It's like a family, everybody. So I'm very excited for to stay here. I want to stay here for a long time, you know. I don't want to out, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to out. So I just want to say thanks to everybody. Thanks to Toronto Blue Jays. You know, it's great team. Great team.
When was the first time you spoke to someone with the Toronto Blue Jays?
La primera vez que Toronto me vio, ¿verdad?
La primera vez que tú hablaste con alguien de Toronto.
I told with Marcus Patti.
Yeah.
When he was here.
A great scout.
Yeah, great scout. He told me, you know, Osuna, ¿cómo se dice? Queremos tenerte. Así como we're going to take
you.
We want you. Uh-huh, we want you. You know, we want to work, we want to keep work for you. So I want to know, what do you think about Toronto Blue Jays? You know, this is my life, you know. Baseball is my life. So if you got opportunity for me, I want to sign to you too.
What was that day like when you signed that contract with the Blue Jays?
I was in home with my family. So when my agent told me, you know, welcome to Toronto Blue Jays, wow. It's very excited, you know, talk with my family, congratulations, everything. So, ¿cómo se dice? No tengo palabras para describirlo.
He doesn't have words yeah. to explain.
You're speechless.
Yeah.
It was that exciting. All right, so the Toronto Blue Jays sign you to a contract. We get to see you last year pitching the Crosstown Showdown against Michigan State. One game, you come up for one inning. What was that like?
I was excited too. It was my first year, the last year. So when the Johnson, he told me, Osuna, you got to go to Lansing for one inning. You got to pitch. You know, remember, just do it, your job, you know. So when I was on the mound, when I see everybody, it's like a tier team.
It's on TV.
Yeah, so I watched everybody, and I think, really, I'm here. Okay, I got to do my thing, you know?
So you strike out three batters. You go back down to Florida. Next thing you know, you pitching in Bluefield. What's Bluefield like?
You know, it's good league. It's good league. I saw good hitters. But when I went to Vancouver, you know, I see better hitters, you know, more experience. So for me, I think Bluefield, it's okay. But I like Vancouver a little bit. I think it's more experience, better hitters. So I was excited a little bit more in Vancouver.
Now, the first game you ever pitched for Vancouver, I was paying attention. 5 innings, 13 strikeouts. Have you ever pitched a better game than that?
When I was in Mexico, I threw couple games, the no-hitter and no runs. So
you threw 2 no-hitters in Mexico?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, when I was in the rookie league too. So when I was in Vancouver and I did 13 strikeouts, you know, I feel good, but in Mexico, I did a no-hitters, so it's like normal, you know?
Apparently so. Not normal, though. Not everyone gets to play in the playoffs. Vancouver goes to the playoffs. You pitch well. The Canadiens win the league championship. How did that feel?
Oof. Great. My first year, you know, champions. Everybody tried to help me, you know, all the time. So, but that was a great team, you know. Everybody is like a harmony, right?
Yeah.
Like a good harmony. Everybody, you know, focus on the game. Osuna, if you needed something, just let me know. Me too. Hey, if you needed something, just let me know. So I like, you know, I was talking with Daniel Norris all the time. He's my best friend. You know, he's my brother. George Flores, he's from Mexico. Leo Hernandez, Javier Avendaño. So we have a great team, you know. It's nice people.
It does strike me, it'd be tough. You're coming from Mexico, you're coming to the United States, and you're pitching in Canada too, and you're learning the English language, but it must help to have people who you can talk to while you're learning English who can help you out if you have any troubles.
I feel good. It's really hard, you know. It's really hard because I never tried before. So when I come to here, mm-hmm. and I know I need a learn English is really hard, you know, but I like it, so I need to try. You know, my English is not good, but I try all the time. If I don't know some things, I ask it, you know. Hey, how do you say that? Or everybody try to help me.
And you're getting better and better, and you told me that you understand English better and better, and so now the next step is speaking English, getting comfortable, am I right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Roberto Osuna with Jorge Flores here to help. Roberto, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I got twins brothers.
Twin brothers?
Yeah, they 10 years old, and I got sister too, the 14. ¿Cómo se dice mi papá cumpleaños el miércoles?
His dad's birthday is on Wednesday.
Your dad's birthday is on Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, terrific.
Yeah, so, you know, I got a game tomorrow. I want to do a better things. Just for him.
How often do you talk to your family?
Every day, you know. I like I know what are they doing every day. You know, I miss my family, so I need to call every day.
When you're not playing baseball, what else do you like to do?
Rest with my family, you know. We went to Cancun for some vacation, so stay with my family.
What's your favorite place you've ever been to?
I don't know, you know. I met Vancouver. Great city, but I prefer Mexico, you know. Wherever in Mexico.
What is Los Mochis like?
Los Mochis? ¿Cómo se dice? Como a small city, right? It's like a small city, you know.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of baseball players from there, so I love that. Yeah, this is my city, so but this is a small city.
Very small.
Yeah, very small.
Your whole family, it feels like everybody plays baseball. Your father, your uncle pitched in the major leagues. Is just baseball as a part of your family?
Yeah, all my family, they play baseball, you know, every time. So I got a cousin in the the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Yeah, he signed the last year from the same team, Mexico. Uh-huh. So, you know, his son, Antonio Osuna, you know him?
Oh, yeah, El Cañon.
El Cañon, yeah. So we got family from baseball.
And finally, I know that you have a baseball cap that says Osuna on it. Tell me about this cap.
I just try to enjoy, you know, to have fun and everything. So I made, you know, two new cap, like a Osuna and Air O two for, you know, have fun, you know.
El Commander, right?
El Commander.
Roberto Osuna, muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jorge.
No problem. Thank you.